As England fans nervously keep their fingers crossed ahead of tomorrow's game, retailers are also hoping for a good result. Because the better England do in the World Cup, the more cash we spend.
Well, it's like another Christmas. It's a mini Christmas. People look forward to it. They get the TV they always wanted to have, and now it's a good excuse to go out and get a new TV, boost that market. Food, friends in, drink, they all benefit.
England making it to the second round is thought to have boosted retail sales by £987 million. So now every goal scored by Fabio's squad will bring in an estimated £126 million to UK retailers. And if they get through to the finals, it will be worth £2.1 billion in sales. And it's not just retailers. Bookmakers, bars, pubs and restaurants are also cashing in. So with all the money we're spending on food and drink, it's inevitably taking a toll on our waistlines. One survey found that for each match, men consume an extra 5,500 calories. That's equivalent to 8 pints of beer and all this food, or 2.5 lumps of lard. Along with the calories, there are other health risks, like drinking too much beer and the stress of watching the match.
I think what people don't really get to grips with is the amount of alcohol that is consumed over the 4 weeks of the World Cup, which is quite staggering, really, and also the number of calories that the average person will eat whilst watching the World Cup. And unfortunately, these calories tend to be things like pizzas, crisps, all those unhealthy things. Add to that the fact that people can get very worked up about the results, particularly when their side is playing the game. And this has actually been shown in research that AXA have come up with to contribute towards an increase in things like heart attacks.
So with one day to go before the next game, what have people been buying?
Both home and away shirts. I've got hold of one of those Vuvuzela things the other day. And lots of beer, basically.
Burgers, kebabs, and a flag, a hat, T-shirt, face paint.
Balloons and flags and everything. My house is just lovely, really lovely, you know, and we spent so much money, you know, on drink and that, watching it all, and it's been brilliant.
All they need now is for England to get the right result. Juliana Needham, Sky News.